Hello, everyone. I'm Jackie Britton with this exclusive interview for the Patriots Game Day Live app, joined by Chandler Jones. Now, Chandler, you guys have had a short week, to say the least. You're getting ready for another divisional matchup against the Jets. What's going through your mind the day before the game?
Just the quiet before the storm, to be honest with you. You know, this is known to be one of our rivals, and I'm excited to go against them for the third time in my career, and hopefully we get a win.
Well, not only is it another division rival, but you're also going up against another rookie quarterback with Geno Smith. What are the challenges in preparing for him, and what have you seen from him so far?
Yeah, I've been studying Geno for a while now, ever since I was in college. He went to West Virginia. I've played him about three times now already. So he's a good quarterback. I'll give him credit when it's due. You know, he's an accurate passer, and he can scramble pretty well. So our biggest thing is just containing him.
All right. Well, good luck with that. And now we're going to have a little bit of fun. What are your superstitions? Some guys have game day rituals. Are you a guy that has any kind of superstitions? And if so, let the fans know what they are.
I do. I have a pregame playlist. I might leak a few songs that are on that. A lot of Drake, Lil Wayne, The Weeknd. I have to do some slow songs, some slow jams. What I eat. Also, I have a potato and some steak and some broccoli before every game and a blue Gatorade. I have to have that. And when my attire is a towel. I have to always have a towel on my right side. And if it gets knocked off or it gets pulled off during the game, I'll have to scramble and find another towel because I'm that superstitious.
Okay, well, that is a lot. Slow jams. Chandler Jones, good luck tomorrow against the Jets. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, guys, so that's Chandler Jones. Those are his thoughts. But here are some things that I'm going to be looking for, specifically with the Patriots ground game. I'm interested to see how much they choose to run the ball against this Jets defense. Now, look, this was a solid Jets defense. They showed that in their win over Tampa Bay on Sunday. But it'll be interesting to see how the running back group picks up the slack with the loss of Shane Vereen to IR, who is designated to return later on this season in November. So it will be no easy task for LeGarrette Blount, Stephen Ridley, and everyone else. Now, one thing I really like about this matchup is quarterback Geno Smith. He hasn't had a chance to go up against a lot of NFL defenses so far, so I think this will be a good chance for this Patriots pass rush to really see what they're made of and go against a guy who's not afraid to run. So it will definitely be a good test for Chandler Jones and Rob Ninkovich on the end. Now, both of these teams are 1-0 entering this matchup. The Patriots have a leg up right now with their win over the Bills on Sunday. The Patriots also won the AFC East last year. They went 6-0. So a win over the Jets tomorrow would definitely keep them in a good spot to maintain that lead this year. That will do it for this exclusive Game Day Live report. Enjoy the game, everyone.